You didn't eat too much the other night, did you?
No.
We will now, I call the order for a regular meeting of Fluvana County Board of Supervisors to order. We will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Now we'll adopt the agenda for the meeting. Are there any recommended changes or other updates?
I move that we adopt the agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made by Ms. Booker, seconded by Mr. O'Brien. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Chair votes aye, 5-0. Now we'll hear the county administrator's report.
I'm sorry. Use the agenda tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry.
We have an abbreviated agenda because it's just the public hearing.
All righty. We'll now move forward with the public hearing. FY 2017 budget public hearing and proposed 2016 tax rates. Mr. Dahl.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, tonight we're going to go through and have the public hearing for the advertised FY 17 CIP budget and tax rates. We'll just go through a quick summary slides, just kind of highlighting some of these. Obviously, if the board wants to look at any of the documents, you know, prior to the public hearing, we can do that, or otherwise there'll be time afterwards for discussion. As I said, we'll be discussing the FY17 to 21 capital improvements plan, the FY17 operating budget, the FY17 tax rates, and just a note at the bottom, just remember all figures that are shown in these slides are based upon the advertised tax rate that was advertised in the paper at the 94 cents. Obviously the board, that's the maximum that the board can go at this point, and they obviously can go down from there.
One other additional note, rather than FY17 tax rates, should say 2016 tax rates. 2016 tax rates, because the tax rates, once you adopt, become effective January 1st of 2016 through this year, because the billings haven't been done yet, and the tax rate always starts at the beginning of the year. So in this case, instead of FY17, it's the calendar year 2016 tax rates.
And I believe in, I don't have it right in front of me, but I believe in the documents it does reference,
right.
In like the resolutions, it does reference calendar year, effective calendar year for the tax rates. So just to kind of quickly go over just the capital improvements plan, what is in there for the next 5 years, and just remember fiscal year 17 is the only year where funds are actually appropriated within the FY17 budget. The out years, fiscal year 18 through 21, are planning years. The only changes in the capital fund that the board has seen since the budget was originally produced, the only three items were the capital depreciation fund. That's where we had some revenues in excess at the 93 cent tax rate, and then we put another penny's worth into the capital depreciation fund. And then there were two items for the schools. It was click on the CIP really quick. Oops.
My link broke.
So right there was the $377,091. That was the capital depreciation fund. Like I said, that was the penny plus a little excess at the 93 cents. And if you scroll down to the bottom, there's the other figures in orange. And then there was the $300,000 for the school's technology, and then $100,000 towards school board office renovations. Nothing else had changed from when you went over the fiscal year 17 capital improvement projects. Do you have any questions, or do you want to look through any of this prior to moving ahead?
I think we've gone over it
okay.
Pretty well in the
okay.
past, the meetings leading up to this.
Sure.
I
So there, the total for the five fiscal years would be, if the board went with all the projects that are currently in there, $46,168,314. Now just looking at a kind of a high level overview of the total budget for 17 versus what was adopted in 16. Governmental at the top, where you're showing $68,165,845 and then $66,909,009. Governmental basically includes general fund revenues and expenditures, debt service, and then schools. Down below is the capital fund. That's all capital projects. And then the one at the bottom in enterprise, the three things that make up enterprise funds are FUSD, sewer, and the cafeteria funds. With the exception of the sewer fund, FUSD and the cafeteria fund are all self-supporting enterprise funds. So then you'll see at the bottom the proposed FY17 budget based upon the 94 cent tax rate is $78,915,765, and revenues and expenditures are balanced at that tax rate. And where we were last year for FY16, the adopted was $68,312,005, and the largest increase in between those two fiscal years really is the capital fund, primarily for the Zions Crossroad, remainder of Zions Crossroad, and James River Water Authority projects. And then next, just a quick look at where we are, kind of as far as current versus proposed for real property, public service, corps, and mobile homes. We're at currently for fiscal year 16, calendar year 15, 899 is the tax rate, 435 for personal property, and then $2 for machinery and tools. And the only proposed increase, what was advertised, was the real property tax rate from 899 to 94 cents. Personal property and machinery and tools remain unchanged. And then just remember next Wednesday, April 20th at 7 p.m. in the circuit courtroom here, will be the adoption of the budget. And if you have any questions, I'll go to the public hearing at this time. And then after the public hearing, if the board has any questions or wants to go into any discussion, myself or Mr. Nichols can answer any questions for you.
Are there any questions from the board? None. Thank you, Mr. Dahl. With no one else, okay, hearing none, we'll open the public hearing. Please keep your comments to 5 minutes on topic and directed to the board. Anyone wishing to speak, please approach your mic and state your name and your address.
And just a reminder, Mr. Chair, it's only on the budget, CIP, and tax rates because it's a public hearing.
That's directed to the board and to the point. Anyone wishing to speak?
I'm Mike Lawson from Troy in the Palmyra District. No one likes to pay taxes. They're a necessary evil. And if you find someone who says they love to pay their taxes, let me know. I can find about 1,000 graduate students who'd love to interview them for their graduate thesis. I want to talk about tax fairness for just a moment when we look at these rates. I have no problem paying top dollar taxes for top dollar government. What concerns me is when that government fails to perform certain functions to what I consider an adequate standard. So let's talk about how you all want to raise revenue. You got to. Okay, let me give you a suggestion I think all five of you can agree on. Let's go after the real estate tax cheats. In 19 years of practice as a certified general appraiser here in the local area, I've been in and out of literally thousands of homes. I can tell you right now, it's a conservative estimate that in Fluvanna County, you have over 1,000 homes that have improvements that are not captured in your tax base. If 1,000 homes have $10,000 in improvements on them that you're not capturing, that's $10 million in untaxed real estate value. How do you capture that? Well, it's backup. Tax cheats is a strong word, and there are certain individuals it would not apply to. For example, a rural farmer who puts up a shed that does not require utilities, doesn't need a building permit, Okay, there's no way for the county to capture that, except maybe Google Earth. Okay. But on improved properties, I was in Lake Monticello just Monday looking at a home that had been advertised for sale 6 times in the last 9 years, going back to 2007. All those listings show that it had a finished basement to include an extra bathroom, an extra bedroom, and a bar utility room. But the county records still showed that it was an unfinished basement. You lost 7 years of taxable income off that improvement. So how do you capture it? You can do it one of two ways. One, you can direct the county attorney and administrator as part of the next contract with your contract assessor is to ensure that they crosswalk all the sales and listings in the local multiple listing service against their records. Because the agent is going to tell you what's out there. Their commission depends on getting top dollar. They're going to tell you that the basement's finished and where the rooms are, et cetera. Okay? That's one way to do that, is to capture that. The second piece of that is, and where it may be broken a little bit, is the communication between your building inspector and your commissioner of revenue. If the renovation permits are not being reported, then the commissioner of revenue has no way to capture that. Now, there's another corollary on revenue here. Okay, lots of those improvements were done illegally. They got no permits. If you finish a basement, you have to go in and get a permit if you're going to touch the electrical, the HVAC, or the plumbing. Okay, so once you find out that this place has been improved, not only can you probably go retroactive on rollback taxes for a period of years to capture the uncaptured income, you can probably also make them pay the appropriate permit fees, inspection fees, and there may even be civil penalties involved. So cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. It's all about fairness, okay? Because when they sell the house, they're going to get the money for the improvement. So I made the suggestion once before about 6 years ago. Like Don Weaver, you're the only one on the board at the time, and it went nowhere. But all it takes is one of you to direct these guys to do it, then we can probably make it happen. Subject to your questions, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Is there anyone else? Okay. With no one else wishing to speak, we will close the public hearing. All right, any questions or comment from your board? Okay. Then do we have a motion?
No motion.
No motion.
No motion.
That's next week.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So, no discussion, no prep for next week. I mean, otherwise you're done. I mean, there's nothing else that needs to be done.
Right. I don't have any.
No, nope. I don't have nothing.
Okay. Well, we have a motion to adjourn.
I do have a couple of things under new business, if I could.
Okay.
There's not really new business. The FLDP class. Sorry, let me get this back up. The FLDP class, one of the class projects was to create a directory of key services. So we've taken their product and done some editing on it and formatting, and we ordered a couple thousand copies of this for about $300. And so they'll be available at Old Farm Day. We'll distribute them to churches and whatever community events and like county meetings. But it's a pretty good directory of services that shows, you know, places to get food help, neighbors helping neighbors, transportation, senior services, health and medical resources and emergency information. So nice little brochure that'll be just a one that size that'll be easy to hand out to folks and can be updated periodically, but very inexpensive to
Did
to
they
get.
Take the threefold resource one that we had and combined it?
They essentially took most of the stuff other because that was so outdated. Yeah, it was
that's
very, very outdated,
that's
yeah.
Great.
And so we'll try to keep this one up and with mm-hmm. the group coordinated with lots of the different agencies
right.
to get updated numbers and stuff. But because it's a pretty easy thing to get printed and pretty easy to update, you know, a year from now, when those are all gone, if we're going to do some significant updates, we can do a few more of these. But it's just a more up-to-date version of one of the older ones.
Okay. So.
You're going to have that at Old Farm Day?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they'll be here. I think they arrive the 22nd, the printed copies, or sometime next week. So. But we'll have an Old Farm Day, and then, of course, any kind of county functions, plus get them out to churches and things, too. Yes, sir.
I was going to say, when you brought up the 22nd, it popped into my mind about the county cleanup day.
Yeah, and I've got to do some work with staff tomorrow morning, because I still have some questions on a couple things, so I've got a staff meeting in the morning. I'll know the final details tomorrow morning, and I'll get it out to everybody, and we'll start the advertising, but I'm not even sure that's the date, but we'll see.
So. Is the Community Honor Program application on the website?
Yeah.
What is it under?
I'll show you. No, we are working on a marketing campaign for both the Employee Recognition Awards and the Community Service Awards program, so that more people know about it. It's going to be a kind of a constant recurring theme to try to get the information out about it. But at least both of them are up and live now. We've put things in Newsflash and fan mail. But right here on the homepage, if you go up here, Employee Recognition, takes you to the Employee Recognition page, explains the program. There's the policy if somebody wants to look through it. And there's the input form where you can just input and submit it right in.
Oh, okay.
Same way on the, and you can also print out the hard copy form from there too, if you choose to do it that way. And then the, was that a staff member?
Okay.
No, that was a sheriff.
Oh, that's fine. He's got a gun. Then the Community Service Awards one is there. Mr. Notman and Mrs. Harris put these things together where they, she created the pages, and he's got these links set to go. So Community Service Awards is right there, too. So if you hear of something in the community that was particularly noteworthy, let somebody know and tell them to go put a nomination for Community Service Award. Mm-hmm. So you click on that, takes you to another page that explains this. There's an update to this that'll be up in the next couple of days that has the link to the form, to the policy itself, and also the hard copy form. But that's how you submit it, is right through that link.
Right.
And then those get collated into a database at staff. So yes, they're both up and they're ready to go, but our marketing campaign still needs to get some, I want to get a couple newspaper articles on, and I want to get some more information out on posters and flyers so that people know. But thanks for asking. The second thing that I had was you've got the VDOT 5-year plan draft. Joel DiNunzio will be here on May 4th at your meeting to brief you on this. And then at your May 18th meeting, you'll have the public hearing this. So please start going through this. Look and see if there's anything of interest to you in your area of the county. And on the 4th, he'll be here to ask questions, talk about this, get input back from you. And then the formal public hearing would be 2 weeks later on the 18th. But that's the book. If you have any questions about this, just holler. We can sit down and go through it with you, too. But Mr. DiNunzio does a great job of explaining each of the tabs, what the information is. And then you'll have at least a couple weeks after that, if you've got any input, that we can update it when we do the public hearing. So, and that's all the updates I had, unless the board has any questions.
Anyone?
And we'll go to your favorite slide.
All right. I'm voting we adjourn.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. I've been here going on 5 years. I've never been done in less than 30 minutes.
18.
We can.
So, okay.
No,
Mr. Sheridan, you're chair in perpetuity. So.
Okay.
Job
security. You here.
Well, motion's been made by Ms. Booker, seconded by Mr. O'Brien. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Chair votes aye. 5-0.